Music by Claude Debussy, the number two in G, the major, the Allegretto Scherzando from that, from Two Arabesque, with Alain Lefebvre at the piano. This is Classical Mornings on the new Classical FM. I'm Jean Stilwell, your host of the show. And gosh, we've got an interview coming up right now, and I'm very excited about this. It's the first ever co-commission between the Canadian Opera Company and Opéra de Montréal. La Reine Garçon is a stunning new Canadian-led opera from acclaimed composer Julien Bilodeau and award-winning librettist Michel-Marc Bouchard. The opera opens January 31st with seven performances through to February 15th at the Four Seasons Centre for the Performing Arts, that delves into the life of one of history's most fascinating royals. And we also happen to have fascinating Julien Bilodeau with us this morning. Good morning, Julien.
Hello, Jane. Thanks for having me.
It's wonderful to have you with us. You must be extremely busy right now.
Yeah. Well, not as much as the principals or as the musician of the orchestra. My work was done, 2 years ago when I was composing, and that was a full-time job. I tell you that.
I just
3,000 bars of music, and we had a sorry for my voice.
No problem.
Full orchestra, 55 musicians. We have a chorus of 40 singers, 8 principals, like I said. So composing music for all those people were a lot of work. Now they are more busy than I am. I'm there to help them, to give them advice or maybe change some lines if needed, so the production goes well.
Okay, so let's talk about Queen Christina. Who is she, and how is it that she came to inspire you so powerfully?
Well, the story starts with Michel-Marc Bouchard, who had the idea, who was asked to write a screenplay for a movie, The King Girl, in early 2000. And then he was not really happy with the way the movie or the text, the screenplay went, so he decided to make a playwright of it. I'm talking about 2010 or around that time. And the play was very powerful, and he could put forward his ideas about Christine and that period of time. And then it became a libretto, and I was fortunate to read it. And when I wrote it, I already saw the potential for an opera because, well, Christine is a queen of the 17th century who's are out of any norms you can imagine.
Yes.
Yes. She was supposed to be the queen of the next queen, and she was supposed to marry. And but her thought and her passion and her pulsion was leading her elsewhere totally. We are in the scientific revolution where free will is a new idea, where science is and reason, are challenging the religion dogma of the time. And she's at the forefront of these ideas, or at least she's feeling inside those ideas. But she's in the north of the Europe, where a very Lutheran place, where it's all protected. And so she rebels against that, and she asks for example, René Descartes, the famous philosopher, to come.
Yes, Descartes, yeah.
Yeah, to come in Sweden, and so she could understand where comes her passion for other women. She was a bisexual, so she's very unusual for that time. So she was very strong for a reaching answer to those questions she felt. So the opera is showing us all that struggle she had.
Did Michel, did he reach out to you, and why did he know you from the past, from past productions?
We've worked together previously on an opera. We created an opera which called The Beauty of the World. I was working at his home, and I saw the libretto of La Reine Garçon. I said, what's that? Who's doing that? He said, I have no composer. I said, what? You have no composer?
Oh!
Don't tell me you don't know any composer. And he was gracious enough to give me the text, and I read it, like I told you earlier.
Yes.
It was already perfectly made for the opera, because it's not the same kind of writing when you do an opera or you do a playwright. You have to shorten the word and be a more poetic. It was already all there. All the characters were very strong around her. So it was just perfect. But it was already a project that was on the wheels with COC, Canadian Opera Company, and the former general director, Alexander Neef. So I asked Michel-Marc, can I meet with Mr. Neef? I have an idea for it. I can make it. I came to Toronto and finally accepted. So from then I composed the music. We had with Opéra de Montréal a few workshops, you know, to build.
That's smart.
Yeah, yeah. You can try out some things, you know, and
you've got to.
So yeah, you've got to, because when you get into the production, it's a big boat. You can really move it.
And it's an expensive boat.
It is. It is. I mean, we're talking, like I said earlier, about 150 person, you know, coordinating live.
Yeah, I was looking at that.
To bring the show. But Opéra de Montréal was very, very fine with that, to give us time to work together and sometimes change the music, sometimes mm-hmm. change the text in order to capture the idea we had both of us for the
mm. I would just want to get back to this role that her father would have played. Mm. Why and how do you think it happened that he was insistent upon? Now, did he raise her? Did she have to dress like a man? Or he was insistent upon teaching her, getting her educated? Yeah. Who does that in that century particularly?
Yeah, well, she was her only child, and he died. He died when she was quite young. I'm not sure that her father was really responsible that much for the education she received. Her mother was very, very powerful on her education and was very, and she kind of despised the fact that she couldn't have a boy. But when the king died, there was someone who's responsible for education and who was also responsible for Lutheran preaching, and she raised and she learned to make horse, war, combat, and everything. So and you see that in the opera as well. And so, and it when she was young, it was not against her will. She was just not comfortable with that. But when she became an adult, she those feelings were bursting out, and that's when she decided that she was not following the usual path. That was
how exciting.
Yeah, it is.
And I bet that you were just bursting. I can tell you're a very passionate person.
Well,
so I'm excited. I bet you've really realized this story beautifully.
Yeah, personally, I would say it's like. Now it's on a personal level. I'm not a woman, but I'm from the Gen X generation. I kind of saw it in my own world when my own mother, you know, decided to make his own path in the 80s. A lot of women decided to do
yes,
that.
Yes, absolutely.
And this choice was very difficult to make because, and still today, I mean, many people has to follow the path of that society has decided. But I witnessed it when I was very, very young with my mother. And so when I read the script, I think I saw my mother. And I think I understood it, that I felt the connection really, really strongly with Christine because of that.
That was fantastic. I wish we had another hour to talk about this. I believe we've just like chipping away at the ice.
It's okay, Jane, because now we have to listen to the music.
Now we have to listen.
That's what we have to do.
We've got to go, and yeah. I'm so excited to be seeing this production. And I just wanted to touch very briefly on Johannes Debus and the COC Orchestra. God. One of the finest.
I hope you know that you have one of the finest in the world. And also the venue we were talking, Johannes Debus spent many hours with me reading the score page after page, discussing music, discussing
yes.
idea. He's involved. He's bringing this production. I'm so happy. I'm going this afternoon for a rehearsal of the orchestra. It's a great
that's
joy.
That's exciting.
It is.
Wow.
So, we are blessed, and uh-huh. I welcome everybody to come see the show.
Gillian, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning. When I heard that you were coming in and we weren't going to do a conversation on the phone, I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Because it's so important.
Oh, yeah, it is. Like opera. You have to come.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you very much for joining us this morning,
Thanks
Julien.
Thanks for having me.
But absolute pleasure. We've been speaking with Julien Bilodeau, the composer of La Reine Garçon. It runs for 7 performances at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts, opening on January 31st. For tickets, go to coc.ca. Thanks again.